Hey there, welcome back. Wow, is it hot where you are? Get in here and sit down where it's cool. Yeah, it's hot everywhere. I was thinking about that a while back, and I wondered, how the heck did we ever get to this point? Well, I think I came up with the answer. Let's go see what you think. No one listened. Even when the tipping point had been breached, no one listened. Well, until it was too late. This week's episode, Escape. We were deniers. Everyone on the planet shared the blame. Climatologists tried to convince us that civilization was screaming like a diesel locomotive toward a future with no future. Human-caused global warming was accelerating at near exponential rates. Only when catastrophic weather events and brutal heat waves overwhelmed the world in 2023 did it become obvious to even the most belligerent deniers that we were already too late. In less than 50 years, the tipping point would be breached. Escape was our only hope for survival. Mars will be our destination, Dr. Winston Barton spoke at NASA's worldwide press conference in March of 2076. But Mars will not be our primary objective. Deep in its six-mile crust, Mars has rich deposits of phosphorus, nitrogen, and magnesium that we will require to fuel our new generation of ion propulsion systems. With its lower gravity, Mars is the perfect platform from which we will launch our missions out into the galaxy. Astronomers have identified three planets within reach of our sub-light-speed space vehicles that could potentially be our future. And God willing, our permanent home. With Dr. Barton's official declaration, the massive project was launched. Astrophysicists and engineers from around the globe gathered at the spaceport in Kazakhstan to begin the project that would one day send our astronauts to Mars. A Mars that long ago looked remarkably like Earth, with its flowing rivers, its vast oceans, its verdant forests, and rich in natural resources. Four rocket transports were assembled, each capable of carrying 150 mining technicians and engineers on their seven-month journey to the Martian surface. A fifth transport would haul the massive excavating equipment. 3 years later, after they arrived on Mars, crews began mining the mineral-rich deposits needed to launch the deep space missions.
Sir, Mining Party 7 reported that they are returning to base. Their team leader, Jack Armstrong, was shouting something about an object they extracted. He wants you to see it immediately.
Base Commander General Mark Wilson was furious.
Lieutenant, you tell Armstrong to keep his ass out there. We're already 3 months behind schedule. I'll look at whatever the hell he found when his crew rotates back here to the base next week.
Sir, it's too late. Our GPS trackers show he's only about 3 kilometers away.
The lab was dead silent as the team's geologist examined the object. How? How, after thousands of years of lying in the dead planet's harsh conditions, how did it survive? But more importantly, who put it there? The metal cylinder was made from titanium. That answered the how. Soon, they'd know who. A scroll was curled up inside. On it, a message had been,
"What? What's this? Typed?"
But even more incredible, it was typed in English. The geologist read it. "We did this to ourselves. We're to blame for the destruction of our once beautiful planet. our reckless behavior and denial of the warning signs that our home was dying has brought us to this point. With the increasing catastrophic weather events and brutal heat waves, our parched soil is turning red. The tipping point has been breached. There is no reversing the damage that we have caused. Escape is our only hope for survival. Astronomers have identified a planet within our reach that can potentially be our future and, God willing, permanent home. Integrating with the primitive life forms that exist there now should be seamless. With this second chance, we are resolved to abandon our reckless behavior and protect our new planet's environment for our future generations. Everyone stood in silence, trying to comprehend what they had just heard. Then, suddenly, Sir, wait, there's another scroll. The geologist carefully unrolled it. It was a map, a detailed map of the solar system. Everyone leaned closer. What? Could it be? A red circle had been drawn around a third planet from the sun. My God, sir, they went to Earth.